Sport is our religion. And here is Smithy's sermon.
So those Hurricanes are flying. Unbeaten, top of the table. Team to watch in Super Rugby. 7:05 tonight out of Suva. It'll be tough, rugged, energy-sapping stuff against the Drua. But where will your eyes be for the second half of that match? Because at 8 o'clock, the Warriors kick off against the Dragons. In past years, no-brainer. Stay with the Canes all day, all night. But what now? I guess these days they can monitor a switchover, right? Would be hell of an interesting to know. You could argue till the cows come home and go out again over the merits of each code. Hell, we do it every day, don't we? NRL vs Super Rugby. Flow, time and play, entertainment value, ease of understanding. What there's no point arguing, though, is the pulling power of the WAS these days. Sellout after sellout after sellout. Never before has there been more interest in the players in the WAS. More familiarity. SJ, RTS, Tohu, DWZ, CNK, CHT, AFB, and soon to be JFH. More hyphens than you can poke a stick at. We know them. We see their faces. We'd be on first name basis. We bumped into them in the supermarket. Hell, do they even go to the supermarket, those legends? Could we name the Canes, though? Would we recognise them in aisle 7 picking out their pasta? TJ and Geordie, absolutely. The rest, I'd be battling. Canes are top of the table. The Canes are rugby. The Warriors sit only at 7th. The NRL have full faith in their product, one which they quite cleverly market from Thursday night till Sunday night. And they'll throw it up against anything, even an All Black Wallaby test match, which presents an interesting conundrum, doesn't it? Bledisloe Cup up against the Warriors in a key playoff match. Where do the feet go? Where do the eyes go? Up until now, as I said, a no-brainer. Wash your mouth out for such a stupid suggestion. He or she in charge of that remote at home, what is it, number 50 or number 54? What's your call? Bob Dylan is a legend, a great songwriter, and maybe he was a visionary when he wrote these lyrics to one of his most famous songs back in 1964.
The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a-changin'.